That is the sound you would hear if you were to visit Gunnison Bend Reservoir in Millard County during the snow geese migration. Every year, the snow geese come here to feed and rest. At this point, the geese are about a third of the way through a 3,000-mile migration from the Mexican border in California to the Arctic Circle in northwest Canada. Scientists aren't entirely sure why birds like snow geese would risk such a long and dangerous trip. One theory is they are seeking remote habitat with less predators, which would be safer for their goslings. Lynn Zubek is a biologist at the 6,000-acre Clear Lake Wildlife Management Area. He says the geese can only move north as fast as the snow line recedes.
Open water versus frozen water and snow-covered fields versus open green fields. They only go as far as Mother Nature lets them go. If they're shut off from their food or their water, then sometimes they'll even come back.
The agricultural fields around Delta supply the birds with some of their favorite foods, including leftover corn from the fall harvest and recently sprouted wheat. Conservation Outreach Coordinator Phil Tuttle tells me the month of February into early March is one of the best times to see the snow geese migration. At the annual Snow Geese Festival in Delta, employees with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources are available to answer questions and set up spotting scopes to view the geese.
You know, you can always go out and see a goose here or there, but I don't think you get to see something this magnificent as 20,000 that are flying in one giant flock. Just the sound of that, you know, all those geese, you know, honking and making noises in addition to their wings, it's a pretty amazing sight.
If you can't catch the geese down in Delta in the next few days, it may be possible to view them at the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge on their journey to the Canadian tundra. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Julie Kelso.